back in the old days, those stripes are not for decoration. They are trying to hold the shape of the shoes to avoid your foot swaying when an athlete running or doing sports. It's like every kid, you know, we want to have a pair. It's so imprinted in a teenage mind, you know, up until this day. Just brought me to the sneaker street. She bought me my first pair of Adidas, which was the Madrid, and it was terribly expensive. That was the pair that I always wanted when I was a kid, but I never got a chance to afford it. It's so comfortable. And it's so precious, knowing that if I wear them out, I probably won't get another pair. I went on to eBay because it's like, oh, I had the Gazelle in blue and I want to get a Gazelle in red. So that's where I start to dig into the eBay auction, trying to see what's out there. At first, I tried to buy the shoes that I remember in my teenage days, but I just set my eyes onto that 20, 30 pair. And suddenly you just realize, hey, I don't wear them. And that moment when you decide, I am not going to wear them anyways, then you get crazy. So, okay, what's the next pair that pops up? And I got to have it. It's not I have to wear it, it's I just got to have it. And then slowly it becomes a collection. This is the only pair that's known to exist now. It's called the Dallas. I'm very lucky to have this pair, and it's brand new. 1984, 85, those were the time that Adidas used the American cities to name their runners, because the jogging and the running thing is a big thing in US. The famous ROM to commemorate the Rome Olympics. This is the first shoes that has a computer, that has a pedometer to count the steps and the miles you had run on it. In those days, we didn't even have personal computers. So I just take out one of my old pair and shoot a photograph and post it on. I post my first pose of a pair of the Wimbledon that were made in the 70s. And within 24 hours, I got people from Italy, from Belgium, from France, from England. They all asked me the same question. Is this for sale? So I said, no, actually I want to buy more. I thought I was the odd one, you know, collecting old shoes. And then I start to meet a lot of friends on the internet. Everyone has their own small collections, and each one had some of their very special, you know, one of a kind shoes. Interested knowing the history, the knowledge behind each and every pair. What does that mean? Why it came to exist? And to make a book that's worthwhile for people to have a better understanding of all the different series of the shoes. my wife, you know, one of her biggest headache was space. So she was quite happy that, you know, I finally moved to this cave with, you know, 1,000 pairs of shoes. I showed my daughter and my son my collection. And my daughter just said, "Pray I just keep it." My son said, "Well, I don't know, but maybe I'll just donate it to some kind of a museum or something." So I said, "You know, just don't, just throw it away." Every now and then, they have some breakthroughs in technologies. They have some really meaningful products. I feel I'm obliged to keep a pair because that could be a very important part of the history in the long run, in the future. Nowadays, the sneaker thing is very different. Originally, Adidas was like a sports brand. Specifically, these shoes were designed for like a training shoes, like a tennis shoes. That's the attraction to me about understanding the whole sneaker development. I see myself as keeping a good heritage of where the brand originally was, and that's where they make them so successful.